Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump has announced his nominee for the Supreme Court justice position, and we're going to be talking about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. How's it going?
Good, very good, and cold here in Colorado where I am. I'm about 3 hours away from Denver, Colorado, where Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's new nominee to replace Antonin Scalia on the United States Supreme Court, lives and works for the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals right there in Denver. So he comes from my old stomping grounds, grew up in the Denver area as well. But what an exciting time. President Trump, during his campaign, promised, of course, that he would appoint justices in the mold of Scalia. And that is to say, justices who are originalists, who are textualists, that view the Constitution not as a living, breathing document that changes with the times and the political and ideological whims of the justices on the court, but rather that it is to be interpreted in the most simple way possible in the context that the framers intended at the time. So, by all accounts, Judge Gorsuch fits that bill to a T. His reputation is impeccable.
We were all just anticipating the nominee and who the president would announce. You know, it was all kept very secret, and he had a list of his top contenders. And then when it got closer and closer, it looked like Gorsuch was going to be his choice. But I mean, this man is highly, highly educated from Harvard, Columbia, Oxford, and obviously have served as a judge. But really, when I was listening to him speak after he was nominated, I really appreciated what he had to say, that he believes that his faith and his family and his friends are a priority in his life, and that's who he, of course, thanked. He's written some really good material regarding pro-life, and of course, that's a very important subject for us here at Liberty Counsel. And he said that human life is fundamentally and inherently valuable, and the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong.
Yeah, there's a whole lot you can read into that. And the book that he wrote that in is titled The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia. So he was focusing in that book on end-of-life issues, but the context of that is very clear as to where he stands on beginning-of-life issues as well. And that phrase that he uses here, the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. Well, that's exactly what abortion is. So we can be encouraged that this justice, you know, I got to tell you, Holly, the short list there toward the end when they were talking about Pryor and some other potential appointments.
Hardiman.
Gorsuch. Yeah, exactly. Gorsuch was the one that I was most excited about.
Me too.
It all remains to be seen how he's going to rule on these issues. And we've been disappointed before with some of President Reagan's appointments and certainly Justice Kennedy and some others that have been appointed by Republican presidents. But I think it's pretty safe to say that Gorsuch is, as Donald Trump promised, in the mold of Antonin Scalia.
That's right. You know, and it's so important. I mean, even for the election, we were really focusing on the Supreme Court justice nominee, knowing that the president would have to do this. And so important for our country that the role of judges is to judge fairly and that they do so and not get their own opinion or their own beliefs involved in that, but they judge according to the Constitution and put aside their personal bias. And I believe that it looks like he is a very promising contender to do that.
Well, that's his stated judicial philosophy. That's how he has ruled as a judge. We have a long track record of him ruling in that mold. There's no question that he rejects the living, breathing constitutional model, which certainly President Obama, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberals on the court embrace. And that's because that's part of their worldview, that it's all relative. It's a means to an end. And Judge Gorsuch, hopefully very soon Justice Gorsuch, rejects that living, breathing, that liberal view of the Constitution, which is really kind of a novel thing. It was wholly rejected by our founding fathers.
And
but we need to understand here that I think President Trump is playing chess here and did so brilliantly by picking someone who, for instance, to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals was unanimously confirmed. Mm-hmm. Dick Durbin and others who are standing up against him now and saying that they're going to try to block his nomination, Chuck Schumer, others unanimously confirmed him. So there's no question, even the very liberal ABA, the American Bar Association, has given him the highest possible marks. His qualifications are impeccable. He clerked for Justice Anthony Kennedy. He clerked for Justice Byron White, who was appointed by former President Kennedy, and for David Sintel on the Court of Appeals in D.C., clerked with him. So he has an incredible, unassailable record. So all we're seeing now with these talks about trying to derail his nomination, it's nothing more than pure, raw, ideological and political obstructionism. And I don't think that the American people are going to take too kindly to that. Democrats are hurting, and this is not going to help their cause.
The left was already talking about that even before President announced his nominee.
Before they even knew who he was.
Yeah, they were already threatening that. And I think there was a few on the steps at the Supreme Court when the announcement happened. It's just inevitable, and it just shows some of the immaturity of what's going on with some of the people. But, you know, the importance is that we rally around the choice and as a United States of America, come together on these. You know, and it was incredible too, Matt. I mean, this man is young. He's 49 years old and he's already accomplished this. So, and knowing that he's going to serve for many, many years on the bench is also very encouraging. Again, from a pro-life perspective, you know, he sided with Utah's defunding of Planned Parenthood, which is very important to us, you know, and seeing that they are the biggest abortion killers in America. And he also supported the religious liberty arguments against abortion mandates under Obamacare and, right, and Hobby Lobby and Little Sisters of the Poor, which we had filed an amicus brief on as well. So that's a very hopeful sign, maybe reversing the Roe versus Wade and the legality of abortion right now in America.
Indeed, and he is a huge proponent of religious liberty and the First Amendment and recognizes the threat that the radical homosexual activism and radical progressive policies pose to religious liberty. Mm-hmm. The Hobby Lobby case was a good instance of that, but he stands firm on the new civil rights issue of our day, which is religious liberty. The anti-Christian hostility from the progressive left is incredibly strong and ramping up all the time, and I think he may provide a firewall against anti-Christian bigotry and discrimination. So we can be encouraged by that. But Holly, as these liberals and Democrats talk about trying to filibuster and trying to block his nomination, we need to understand here, there's nothing they can do. Mm. First of all, Judge Gorsuch is simply of the same ideological mold and judicial philosophy that Antonin Scalia was. So it's basically a wash. He's a conservative replacement for a conservative justice on the court. This has not changed the balance of power on the court in the least bit. And so to me, if Democrats were smart, and that's a big if Democrats were smart or not Democrats, I'm talking about the liberal obstructionists.
How do you really feel about that, Matt?
There are many smart Democrats, but right. I think they're making a miscalculation here, right, by going after him. They should really gird their loins. The real battle is going to be if Justice Kennedy retires or if Justice Ginsburg retire. Then we're talking about a potential conservative replacement, originalist replacement for a liberal justice. And boy, if you think things are going to get heated now, wait till that happens.
Yeah, because right now we have four liberal justices right now, right?
Well, there are four radical leftists.
Okay,
there
three
are
radical.
Three conservative
four.
Justices.
Three conservative and then one swing
and
vote, right?
Kennedy is the swing vote, but on social issues, he tends toward the liberal side. So when people say it's a 4-4 court, that's not accurate.
Okay, so that's why we have been praying to have this conservative, a Scalia-like nominee on the bench now, right? And that's why it's so important.
Absolutely. This is basically a replacement for Scalia. It's a placeholder, if you will.
Yeah.
And the real battle will occur at a later date.
Do you think we really could reverse Roe versus Wade if he gets on the bench?
Oh, there's no question. It's one of the worst decisions ever made. Any originalist interpretation of it just shows that it's just junk. It's just a junk law, if you want to call it that, right, that a radical court put out.
Well, we just need to continue to pray for President Trump and the decisions that he's making. Pray for Neil Gorsuch as the new nominee, and continue to stay informed at Liberty Council at our website, lc.org. We rely on your prayerful support as we do represent our clients pro bono. We've had the privilege to represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the journalists who unveiled the undercover videos that revealed that Planned Parenthood is making huge profits of selling human baby body parts. So it's so important to know the truth. Please stay informed and involved at Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.